The road linking Ondo and Osun State, popularly referred as Akure Elisha Expressway, covers a driving distance of over 218 kilometers from Akure, the Ondo State capital, to Lagos, stretching through Ibadan, the capital city of Oyo State. The road also links Benin City in Edo State, servicing the south-south and southeast, and Lokoja in Kogi State, providing access to the northern axis of Nigeria. The traffic build up on the two sides of the Wena Bridge, which marks the boundary between Ondo and Osun State, stretch over 1 kilometer each. Amidst this heavy traffic, while trucks conveying essential products, those carrying building materials, private cars, and vehicles used for commercial purposes. While Osun State government ordered a partial lockdown, with the closure of its borders, Ondo State did not order any lockdown but placed a ban on movement of persons and vehicles into its territory. Unfortunately, owners of private cars, commercial buses and trucks carrying materials not in this category listed by the government outnumbered those permitted by law, a situation causing distress on the highway. Some of the drivers of trucks carrying perishable food items complained that they had been on the spot for over 3 hours. One of them who agreed to speak to Radio Nigeria, Mr. Adamu Sulaiman, said he had been on the road for 2 days from Jos going to Ibadan.
They come from Jos, I carry tomatoes. What I carry now, food, I think say he supposed may they allow me make her enter.
In his own reaction, the driver of an 18-seater commercial bus, Mr. Gbadebo Thompson, wondered why the two neighboring states would ban movement on a federal road.
The state government no get right to stop movement on federal road.
Commenting on the situation, Special Assistant to the Governor of Ondo State on Transport, Mr. Tolu Ogunleye, who was on the spot for monitoring exercise, expressed worry over the attitude of people to the pandemic.
The attitude is a total failure. Ordinarily, we need to abide by the simple rules. To further complement what the federal government has said, the governors of Ondo State has put a restriction on our boundary here. No entry, no exit, except on certain cases.
Mr. Ogunleye argued that some of the cases of COVID-19 reported in Ondo State were those who came to the state from other parts of the country. Radio Nigeria Microphone also caught up with Mr. Ismail Olumipido, the chief press secretary to the Osun State governor, who noted that the security operatives had given their word to be up and doing, but the attitude of some Nigerians remains a claw.
Unfortunately, Nigerians, there is no amount of law you make that some deviants will not try to circumvent the law.
The public health expert, Dr. Tade Omolulu, urged state government to synergize to on measures to further curtail intrastate movement of people not in the category listed by the federal government, so as to put an end to the likelihood of importing virus from one state to the other. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.